Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Podcast Show 144, and it's officially the start of winter because we're indoors.
Yeah, we
it's
are.
It's a shame, isn't it? It's not actually raining, it's not actually that cold, but it's just grey.
Well, it is cold.
It is quite
that's
cold.
That's exactly
actually,
why we're inside because it is cold.
Cold, pretty jessies.
Says the geezer sitting inside wearing a hoodie.
That's more for fashion. I'm going to go and rob a few wallets in a minute.
Mate, if that's fashion.
Mate. Classic look that'll never go out of style.
Jesus
a nice
Christ.
Navy blue hoodie. Well, cheerfully, we've got Dan Silver here this week, haven't we?
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, nice to see
mate.
You.
No, I'm going to, right, before we start, because I bet you haven't got a show 144 fact, have you?
I ain't got a
Not that we've started doing that.
Can I just say, we're not going to have a game show this week because Jim took the game show Blazer to Ibiza and it's yet to resurface.
Well, that's not coming back, is it?
Maybe he'll record something out there for us.
He's back in the country maybe he
will.
Claims he's got it.
Why have you got scratches all over your face?
We'll talk about that later.
All right.
we're all in the woods. You've got a big bruise on your arm. I've got a big bruise
that
on my leg.
That was a kinky sex game.
Yeah, so was mine. That's why we've got matching bruises, but we won't go into that.
I wish
right,
mine no, was.
Hang on. Right. Yeah, just on a very serious note, early on, show 144 actually ties in spookily well with the fact that it would have been Gary Speed's 44th birthday this week. So rest in peace, Big G.
Yeah, a true legend. Did it ever really emerge what happened there? Because obviously there were an awful lot of rumours buzzing around.
No, nothing was confirmed. I think it's best to let sleeping dogs lie.
Oh no, exactly. But it just reminded me of the fact there was a lot of rumours about his sexuality and his sex life that were just proven to be rubbish.
Anyway, who cares? Rest in peace, Gary Speed. But it would have been 44 this week.
Speaking of winter and misery, and this isn't linked to that, but we've got Chris and Andy with us. I didn't mention them, and I'm Mike, of course.
We're here.
England last night, I think, fairly good result. Anyone else? No?
Fairly good result. Well, it wasn't a good result, was it?
Well, we're still in control of the group. We've got two home games to come.
In
the grand scheme of things, it's a result which puts us top of the group, or keeps us top of the group, but was it a good performance? No.
It was absolutely shite. There was one shining light, and that whole team. The whole team, and that was Gary Cahill.
To be fair, Phil Jagielka, I think both of them were solid game.
No, I think both of them were solid. I'll give him that.
No, I think Jagielka was too slow and too.
I'm glad that Kyle Walker got pissed all over though, because at least Hodgson knows not to put him in again.
Yeah, but
there was talk about them playing Chris Smalling there, so for a bit more defensive solidity. But it's a bit putting a square peg in a round hole, isn't it?
Exactly. I
do think Phil Jones probably would have played there had he not been injured.
Yeah, but the whole point, right? The whole point why we should play Kyle Walker and someone in the shape of Kyle Walker, if you know what I mean, that's learned to describe better, is because when we play with that 4-3-3 that we're playing,
you need someone overlapping.
Exactly, because Walcott does not go down the wing and cross it in. So you need a fullback. You need fullbacks. That's why I would have played Baines at left back instead of Cole. Oh yeah, Cole had another good game. Like, Cole was all right, but
because Walker was getting skinned all the time, he had no real confidence in going forward.
And that's what he's good at.
He was worried.
When he did go forward, did you see?
How is that geezer quicker than him?
He's fucking good.
How is he quicker? Walker can do the 100 meters in about 3 seconds.
Kyle Walker did go forward and tried to put a cross in. He kept ballooning it.
Yeah.
Have you seen that in the papers this week? Him having a bit of a laugh. I love your face, Dan Silver.
What was he doing, Michael? We might as well state it for the record.
Some legal highs.
Legal highs.
What was it called?
It's nitrous.
Hippie crack. Hippie crack.
You know when you go to a party when you look at the helium balloons and they make your voice sound really funny? Well, they make everything seem really funny.
Really?
Have
you ever done it?
He's apologised.
I couldn't possibly comment in either way.
Carl Walker
about
has.
Legal or illegal highs.
I have.
Any good?
Well, it's legal, isn't it? So it's fine.
Yeah, but also my mum listens sometimes.
No, she does not.
Not anymore now. I think she's given up.
She was our number one fan.
She was. Well, she was my number one fan.
Oh. Giving up on the podcast or giving up on you?
Well, a bit of both, I think, really.
Oh, right. Burned. Don't you dare don't you dare apologise for taking the piss. All right? I'm now more disappointed with you, Chris, than I am with Coxon.
And just imagine how
see it through. See it through. drive the sword deeper.
I like Tuchel.
Back to the England performance.
Anyway, England, England are a load of shit.
I do think we're getting a bit ridiculous about how poor it was and how poor England have been in general.
No, it was that shit. It was it was terrible.
I think the result
terrible.
Is good, but I think the performance was dog shit.
People seem to think that Ukraine should be an automatic win for England, which it shouldn't. And I don't think of the... Because Ukraine are a decent side.
Not
and England
really.
Aren't as good as we all think.
Did you see the chances they bottled in front of goal? They could have had
four. Hang on. None of us here really think England are that good, do we?
No,
do we actually think England are any good?
I think England are better than everyone gives them credit. You look at our group, you look at the fact we're like the second highest scorers in qualifying.
We're unbeaten.
And bear in mind,
that's because we've got like two of the worst teams
San
in the
Marino
world. In
but you look at the other groups, and so many of the other groups have these other teams. Germany have got Kazakhstan.
Now, haven't we got the worst and second worst teams in the world?
No. We've got San Marino, Moldova are
oh, they basically
near
are.
That. Lichtenstein.
Do we remember
the mighty Lichtenstein?
The away game in Moldova. That was
Estonia and Andorra, and they've not got
Andorra.
As many
got
what's more, time. We've got something like the second best defensive record in qualifying as well. We've drawn too much.
We've drawn
got,
four and won four, haven't we?
We've played all our hardest away games, and we're the only group I would say that have got four.
Will you stop it? We're just crap. We've got shit players. We're relying on. Why didn't Hodgson give Lampard the armband last night?
Because
of what is that? 100 caps.
Because it's a meaningful game.
Is Gerrard the captain?
Yeah.
Gerrard the captain.
He's
not friendly. Gerrard's the captain.
Give him the armband. He might have done something about it.
Wait, missed that edit, didn't he? He'll get the armband.
He'll score if he gets the armband.
But if you look at the other groups, there's no other group with four nations that could conceivably have qualified. At the start.
Exactly, because we're shit. We should be running away with it like the other decent teams, like Spain, Russia, Germany, Italy, Switzerland.
Away with it. Switzerland. Yeah. They've got Iceland, Slovenia, Norway, Albania, and Cyprus. Of course, they're going to fuck
terrible.
Ours away with it.
Terrible teams.
Let me put something to the table,
yeah,
chap.
Their table. Ours aren't.
With the squad that we had last night, I do think it's not a bad result. So we didn't have our first choice right back. We didn't have
debatable.
Arguably, the front three wouldn't have started if we'd had our first choice front three.
Who are the other
you wouldn't
three?
Have had Milner.
Wait, you would.
You would have had Rooney. You would have had Welbeck, and it's questionable. It's up for debate whether Sturridge instead of Walcott. It's up for debate.
Walcott would have started.
I think
maybe Walcott, but
unfortunately.
But I mean,
Wiltshire was the worst performance I've probably ever seen him. In any shirt, whether it's Arsenal or England.
Wiltshire was terrible, yeah.
Yeah, he struggled to find his feet.
Put it this way, as a United fan, I don't mind Tom Cleverley, but I don't think he should be first choice player for England.
What?
I was praying for him to come on after 60
minutes. I was surprised that Carrick didn't get the nod for the game last night.
I'm not being funny, with 15 minutes to go, when it was shite, unless he's injured, why didn't the commentators said it, why didn't they bring Defoe on?
Well,
as a Spurs fan, because...
playing devil's advocate with Defoe,
nick
a goal.
I think
we should have put a striker on.
I think he should have had a go,
We were lumping the ball forward too much, I don't think Defoe's that
Go to a 4-4-2.
Well, we could have, but that they have us under the cosh by then, and that would have left us exposed.
I think we should.
How do we think Ricky Lambert performed on his first ever game on foreign soil?
Shite.
Well,
I think he gave a good. I think he did all right.
He ran around a lot.
There wasn't much support.
He held up the ball a bit. The amount of times it cannoned off his shin or his arm or his leg.
Support, but yeah, he's clearly not good enough.
How good was the quality of ball into him, though?
I think he's good enough squad player. I think he could, if we had to work up, have a similar effect to Crouch back in 2006. In that he offers something different that people don't expect.
It's so
depressing.
It's really depressing.
But the thing with Lambert. Like Crouch, and unlike the likes of Andy Carroll or Emil Heskey-Damir, Lambert can actually play a bit. He can pass the ball. He can put in a decent goal.
I mean, we are really trying to polish some serious turds here, aren't we?
Well, you can't polish a turd, but you can roll it in glitter. We're top of the group.
So dull.
Qualifications in our own hands. We've got two home games.
That last 20 minutes against Moldova, when we were 4-0 up,
and we
couldn't score.
We've got Montenegro first.
Montenegro's not going to be easy.
They're both at home, aren't they?
Poland, we always seem to get some results.
Both at home.
Should be 6 points, and we'll be there.
We only need.
And you won't be
three of them, don't
we? No, we need 6 points to guarantee. When if we get four, Ukraine have got Poland and San Marino. You'd expect them to get 6 points. They could nick the group. 4 points should do it. 6 points will do it, and that's. what England have got to go for, really. But you want to avoid the playoff because you could end up with
France.
We'll
you could have France
seeded,
or Spain.
But France probably won't. Spain will go through. Portugal will be seeded like us, but you could get France. You could get Greece, who are decent. You could get Sweden. You could get Croatia. I mean.
So we can't get Portugal or Russia?
We probably wouldn't because they'd be seeded. France won't be seeded, in all likelihood.
Why is that?
Because they don't have good enough FIFA ranking.
Really?
They're on the back of. That's the first time they've scored in five games. Well, they're five.
And they scored four, to be fair.
Yeah, they lost
five in a row.
Although they've not lost five in a row, they haven't scored in five.
Yeah,
but, you see the clangers from Lloris.
I haven't. No,
two
Belarus went ahead twice, didn't they?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Good for you, though. Let it happen in internationals. Let him get his form back.
It's weird because he's normally so solid. But, we have to have a big shout out to San Marino.
Yeah, getting a
goal. Oh, go on, the boys.
Have a big shout out to San Marino.
Do we know who scored it?
No, I'm just too excited.
I know.
Didn't they go 1-0 up as well?
No. Come on.
I know. In their history, though.
Mate, well, they've done it to us.
In their history, their top scorer, I think, has done something like 8 of all time, and he's been playing for them for about 20 years. Their next high scorer is everyone else on 1.
Brilliant. Really?
So I'm actually hoping it was someone who's on 1 that gets them to 2.
Yeah. Second highest ever goal scorer of your country. Yeah.
That's something.
Amazing.
Here's a question for you. If you were in San Marino, do you think you'd get into the team?
Yes.
Possibly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I mean, the population, isn't 200,000, if that population? That's not a lot.
It's less than that, it's about 50,000, 30,000.
Yeah, I'll back myself.
Probably.
I'd fancy a cap, but I doubt it, because they are all very fit and they're all...
You? No, you definitely wouldn't.
Well, I think you're silky.
You definitely wouldn't.
I've seen you play. If you pass the ball, you might get into the team, but that's highly unlikely.
That's not even true. You're just going on the back of Jim Staples. No.
Very true on a Tuesday.
I think if I can remember correctly, the top scorer that you mentioned for San Marino, I think he plays for a Serie B team.
Yeah.
Very diplomatic, Chris, how you've done this.
Yeah. Well, their greatest ever player.
Back to this. I'm the greatest passer of a footballer since David Beckham.
When are you going to prove it?
There you go, listeners.
Every day.
You've heard it here first.
Oh, God. Well, on that cheerful note, looking around now, congratulations to the Italians and the Dutch.
Yeah, they're both through.
Both through to the finals.
How are Belgium not through yet?
Because Croatia were 5 points behind them with 2 games to go. Gets 6 points.
No, that'd be one.
I mean, it's pretty simple mathematics.
Belgium, Germany, Switzerland are all effectively through. Spain are going to go through as well because I think they've got dead rubs against Georgia and Belarus.
It'd be great if Hungary made it through to the playoffs. When was the last time they were in a major tournament?
I think you're going back to 1986, the last time they got to the World Cup in 1986.
I'd love it. I'd love to see the Hungarians at the...
Bosnia, where they lost to Slovakia and were losing last night again to Slovakia, but came out, they could get to the first tournament. And fair play to Iceland heading for the playoffs.
Yeah.
After a win over Albania.
You say heading, I mean, there's still a fair bit to
do. There's still something to do, but yeah.
Do you see Trapattoni's gone?
Yeah, Trapattoni's gone today.
Martin O'Neill's a favourite, and Mick McCarthy's second favourite for another spell. I am praying for Roy Keane.
Oh, God. Well, at least you get him off of ITV when you're watching a bloody international.
Absolutely fantastic.
He is one miserable bastard, isn't he?
Hey, you know,
he was right though. It was a pen.
It was definitely a pen.
I think it was a pen in the second half as well. I think he was in the box.
I think the ref made the right decision.
I suppose you've got to give him the benefit of the doubt. I think the ref just bottled it though. In reality, I don't think even if it had been a yard.
I watched that a few times.
I think he was blatantly in.
Yeah, I think the initial contact was outside the box, and that's all about the initial contact.
I agree with that. But yeah, he should have given a penalty in the first minute.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Thank you for not doing that.
I mean, Joe Hart, he looked like he even got a clue what he was doing.
He had a flap a couple of minutes later as well, didn't he? I mean, what was he doing there?
To be fair to Joe Hart, he didn't make any.
Well, he couldn't get any fucking worse.
This international football at this level, one mistake by the goalkeeper, and that's it. That's the difference between a point and no point.
Yeah.
Qualification.
Bit of trivia. Does anyone know the country that's got the 100% record? The only country in the world in qualifying.
I'm not going to say because I know it and I want one.
By the end of the podcast, you two are going to have to come up with the country that's...
Bear in mind, I just saw you look at this on your phone.
No.
You can't just look something up and then just cheat.
Right, no, because my flatmate said it to me this morning, and I... he's a bit dubious with facts, so I just wanted to confirm before I announced it.
Right. You put it out there. Oh, well, okay, that's right. Yeah, to look
forward. So hang on, so start again.
So there's a country that are in the qualifying, so they might not be from Europe, they could be from anywhere. That
right.
They've won every single game.
For this World Cup?
Yeah. And they're the only country that has got 100% record. The Netherlands were on to do that. But I think
and I'll tell you what, they drew the weekend
two
against...
Two wasn't it? Yeah. They were down. Van Persie got a penalty.
It was. They drew against... Where's their group? Let's see on a... I think it was Estonia.
Yeah, you're right. I think it was two.
It was. It was almost a last minute equaliser.
And there's me saying what a crap group they've got because they've got the likes of Estonia in there.
But they've won every single game up until that one, so fair play to
you. I am going to tell you now, I haven't got a clue. Because No. I can tell you it's definitely someone that's not in the European leagues.
And they, they haven't qualified yet either.
Yeah. But they've got their
record. This doesn't help. I'm paying no attention to the South American or the Pacific or the Australasian.
I was going to say someone like USA.
South Korea.
Should we just review it?
Give me a region.
Egypt.
You didn't even give me a fucking
Egypt.
You could have gone African and I would have gone straight away and gone Egypt.
Egypt,
without
yeah.
a doubt.
Egypt. Sure you would.
So fair play to the Egyptians.
Well, quick look elsewhere. Did anyone
see... It's Mido playing for him.
He's not. No, I was watching watching the game last night. I watched the first half. It was on some really dodgy Iranian stream.
The reason why... Everyone knows that the game was on ITV last night, so whether you're at Sky... So Chris the tight bastard has a TV but refuses to pay for TV licence, so streams everything off of his laptop onto the TV.
Foolproof way of getting around that.
Yeah.
Buy a videotape of a chicken going round in the microwave. Whenever the beast come round,
fish
bowl
or fireplace or the
other. Be fine.
But yeah, so we were watching this dodgy Iranian stream. I don't know if it was Iranian, I just guessed.
I know. Are we talking about the football or...?
England or was this Egypt?
No, this was England.
No, this was the England game.
So did you watch the England game on the Lithuanian...
Yeah, because I don't have a TV licence.
Yeah, okay,
I've got
I get
a TV,
it.
But I plug my laptop plenty of thing and watch
tight
it.
Tight bastard.
So
which is even more illegal, to be fair.
Yeah, it is actually. But...
Moving on.
Yeah,
glossing over.
Gloss over this completely. But yeah, anyway, I saw.
What's your address?
Hang on, let the boy speak.
It's not even that funny now.
It's not. You totally ruined it, bro.
It was sort of. I don't know if anyone else was watching it. I doubt it. But there was some. It looked like an Iranian Gary Neville was presenting it, and I believe Mido.
So Gary Neville.
It was a questionable Mido lookalike, but obviously I couldn't work it out.
As well as.
Yeah.
And so they basically had Mido.
Iranian Gary Neville. Yeah, talking Iranian.
So that's why. Which basically comes back to the point of why he probably wasn't playing for Egypt if he was doing commentary
I have to say, I've watched it for United on an Arabic feed, and I remember the lineup. It was a Champions League game. I've seen it on Al Jazeera where it's weird because they've got Gary Lineker hosting, but then they've got all the Sky pundits because obviously they have different rules. But I saw it once off a really rotary channel talking Arabic. And it was a line of blokes dressed in the white, almost like traditional Arabic robes. And then just in the middle of them, Ray Parler.
The wrong for Ronaldo.
How the fuck did I get here? What's going on? Speaking of Arabic football, because I'm going to have a quick look around the world.
Oh, super.
Dan, you can shut down now. Did anyone see the epic penalty shootout? I am a bit obsessed with this game between Uzbekistan and Jordan.
Nice.
It was the playoff. The winner was to go through and play whoever finishes fifth in South America. Good luck there to the lads. 1-1 in both legs, goes to penalties, ended up 8-9 on penalties.
Wow.
And the guy who scored for Uzbekistan missed, which sent Jordan through. We actually have a Jordanian listener now who picked us up on Twitter.
What do you mean now? We've got loads.
We've got loads.
We've got a Jordanian listener who actually responded to us on Twitter.
Yeah. I'm not going to attempt his name because I can't remember it, and it's just going to make me sound racist if I call him something.
You sound
wrong.
Racist now.
But no, congratulations to Jordan, who will go on to probably play Ecuador or Uruguay.
Good luck there.
Big game just that wasn't. Is that two legs, is it?
Two legs. That's
two legs
good.
And two pairs of tits. I wasn't quick enough to get a Jordan joke in there.
You've missed out. Looking elsewhere, Mexico look like they're going to miss out.
They've had a
really?
They've had a really bad time.
I think they're something like third most World Cups appeared at. They're now fifth out of six. Only Jamaica are below them. They're 3 points outside the automatic places. They've got two games left.
7 points outside the automatic places.
No, they're 3 points behind Honduras, who are in the automatic places.
Oh, that's automatic. Okay.
USA and Costa Rica have already qualified.
Oh, that'll be all right.
It's quite tight there.
No, because they've got to go to Costa Rica and win, as well as beating Panama, who they're playing. It's going to be difficult for them to get automatic.
Be all right.
Very difficult, because Honduras have got to play Jamaica. If they win that,
then they're through.
Do you know what? For some reason, those South American teams always end up qualifying. Though,
they
don't
do.
They always end up qualifying. Through. It's like when Argentina was struggling to qualify a couple of World Cups ago. And they
well, speaking of Argentina, they've qualified. As of last night, they beat Paraguay 5-2. And Paraguay got to the... Did he get to the quarters last time? I think they did. I think they got to the quarter final.
Yeah, they did.
They're bottom of the group. They can't qualify. They missed out. Rocky Santa Cruz is still banging the goal.
Messi scored two penalties last
two
night.
Two penalties. Aguero, Di Maria and Rodriguez.
Yeah, how many times do they play each other?
They play each other twice. They end up playing... What,
that's a big old
16,
group, isn't it?
How many groups
if Brazil there? Weren't... It's just one league table. If Brazil weren't host, they'd play each other 18 times, but it's 16 times.
Bloody
hell. Bear in mind, though, they don't qualify for the Copa America. So they do it over 3 years. So they only have...
Yeah, so, still quite. I mean, that makes it. I suppose there's four automatic places, but
four
yeah.
plus a playoff, which at the moment between Ecuador and Uruguay, you'd think it'd probably be Ecuador. But yeah, Colombia and Chile on the verge.
Why do you think it'd be Ecuador?
Well, because Uruguay are better, and they've got Suarez and Cavani up front.
You said no. I thought, all right. I thought you meant that you'd fancy Uruguay over Ecuador.
Oh no, I think Uruguay will beat Ecuador and get the fourth automatic place. But we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah, well, we will.
That's the rest of the world sort of summed up. Oh, one now, actually, because the African round is getting drawn this week. They're going to final rounds. Congratulations to Cape Verde, Ethiopia and Burkina Faso, who could all potentially... They're two games away from their first World Cup. And Cape Verde is seeded for the draw. So you could have Cape Verde versus
they got
Ethiopia.
To the, was it the final they got to?
Semi-final,
yeah.
But come on, Cape Verde. I'm backing them. Can you imagine them at the World Cup? Little Island.
Yeah. Burkina Faso. I mean, all of them,
Burkina,
to be honest.
Burkina Faso are actually quite good.
They did all right in the last
Ethiopia ranked
nations,
102 in the world. Fucking come on, lads.
Yeah.
Let's have it. Bring it on. I'm sure that's what they're
saying. Do you know you just
well.
Sounded like Delia Smith then?
Yeah, that's what I was going
Let's
for.
Be having
Let's
you.
Be having you. Fucking come on.
Ethiopia actually wear yellow shirts as well. So
ties in with Norwich.
Fits nicely. Anyway, moving on, Daniel.
Actually, on the subject of the World Cup, because it's been in the papers a lot this week.
It's definitely next year.
2022. What do people think about the
that's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Isn't it?
All I'll say is the fact that Uncle Sepp's come out and said that it might have been a mistake giving him the World Cup. That's big. That's big.
Really? I'm sure his bank balance.
But apparently,
allegedly,
the way things are looking
allegedly.
Is that if they do move it, if they do opt to move it to a Winter World Cup, then it has to go through a voting system again.
Yeah.
So then other nations should be back
in
the hat.
What they bid for a Summer World Cup.
Yeah.
If they can't do a Summer World Cup, then you give it to someone else.
Well, exactly.
I didn't read the terms and conditions.
If we reopen the bidding for a Winter World Cup and it goes to Canada.
Yeah, 6 foot of snow. It's the complete opposite. But what did Sepp Blatter say about the? You know, obviously, it's in Qatar and homosexual activity. He was questioned on that. Did he say, "Oh well, I advise homosexuals to not practice homosexual activity"?
That
if
one,
that's your, if that is your answer to that question, then. It's ridiculous.
I'm pretty sure Israelis are not allowed in Qatar.
They're going to. They don't recognise it as a state, but they've said they will make an
exception.
They'll make exceptions on certain things. I think official fans that are there. It will be very heavily scrutinised.
You wouldn't feel very safe if you're an Israeli,
do you remember North Korea in South Africa where they took a delegation of like 300 fans who were just kept completely isolated from everyone else?
I heard that they were actually paid Chinese actors. I don't know how
really
that's true.
That is awesome.
That is funny.
Yeah. Do you know what? That is crazy.
It sounds like it could be true.
Yeah.
Why would you want to release a load of North Korea? You know, you wouldn't.
They'd never go back.
Yeah,
release.
I'm free.
It's the same theory behind that, though. Israel will have a set number of fans who travel officially and are kept separate from the general population.
They're mad, though.
It's
a pretty easy decision to make. If you're an Israeli national, you're thinking about what to do with your summer or your winter. 2022, World Cup comes around. Shall I go to Qatar?
Well,
no.
That's what I've always
No, it's
been,
a very simple fucking decision
to
make.
I want to go to a World Cup in my life. I really want to go. I'm fairly young and I want to go to the next few World Cup. The next Russia.
I'm getting a cheeky week in Rio next summer. It's fucking awesome. I'm just going to put it out there.
That would be
and only because my sister's got a new job for BA. And it's one of the places she flies and I can go with her for a week.
warehouse now.
She will be. Is that and accommodation for about 200
well,
quid.
Well, I won't give out your sister's name because I know a lot of our dirty listeners will look her up on Facebook.
Look at our dirty listeners. We've now realised they know what my name is. They know what my surname is. It's not going to be fucking difficult, is it?
See your profile.
I've not met your sister, but apparently she's fit.
No, not really.
Yeah,
she is.
She's a nice girl, though. I've met her. Mum's fitter. She's a nice girl.
Mum's fitter.
Is she better in bed, though?
That's disgusting.
Anyway. Sorry, Dan.
That's just not even funny. That's not even banter.
The Silver's family sex life aside, let's move on.
What else have we got?
Oh, they listen to us for a reason.
Oh, I must have something about sex. I read something about Stuart Pearce.
Stuart Pearce just will not.
I hope this isn't about sex.
He's now gone and named and shamed some players who he feels
let him down.
Really, really let and the country down for under 21 duty. So Scotland said that Oxlade-Chamberlain just refused point blank to play.
Phil Jones.
Bale pulled out of the Olympics.
For the Olympics.
Yeah. Said that he had a dodgy back, and then on the first Olympic game, Bale turned out for the reserves.
These are England internationals. To them, the under 21s is pointless. It's a meaningless tournament.
And to be fair to Gareth Bale, is the difference between playing in a competitive game where the rest of the squad had practiced, or playing in a friendly to try and get some fitness. Mm. So, but speaking of people, I mean, rants of people, we've seen Clark Carlisle's got his biography coming out.
Do you see the excerpt? See what they talked about in our paper today?
Well, I've not seen. Peter Beardsley pushing the kit bag at Newcastle,
So basically, what he was talking about was York City Reserves. I think it's York City Reserves.
Played
the Newcastle youth team.
It's better be a good story.
And throughout the game, it's about attitudes and how kids are sort of being introduced into football and the rest of it. Basically, throughout the whole match, the Newcastle kids were bragging to the York City Reserves about how much money they were on and the rest of it. And then after the game, the Newcastle kids got onto their very, very nice tour bus.
The group bus to go back.
So end of the day, they're still bus wankers.
Well, they're still bus wankers. But the sad story here is that Peter Beardsley was the one seen having to push all of their dirty kit in a skip into the bus and then get on the coach to take him home.
What's the sad story? I don't get it.
Well, the fact that you've got Peter Beardsley, who's one of England's best ever players.
I think the point they were getting at is it used to be that players, as their apprenticeship, cleaned the terraces, helped out around the training ground, mowed lawns, all that sort of thing, and nowadays they're just pampered like everyone else.
So this is a recent story?
Yeah, this is really recent. Yeah.
Oh, right.
But also Clark Carlisle, more to the point, called the Ferdinands and Jolene Lescott shithouses for not wearing the Kick Racism Out of Football t-shirt.
You do?
Which he was rather bitter about. His argument was Jason Roberts didn't wear it, but he came out and gave his reasons why, whereas the others didn't. Even though in his book, Clark Carlisle gives the reasons they didn't wear it. It's like, well, if you know the reasons, and everyone else knows the reasons. So the third answer were obvious, and Lescott was because Emre didn't get punished when he was at Newcastle for racially abusing Joseph Yeovil.
Give a fuck. Right, let's talk about something funny. None of that's funny.
Yeah,
can I talk about my highlight? Highlight of the week? Without a doubt, my highlight.
I wanted to raise this, but I'll let you do it.
Just absolutely outstanding. Unfortunately, I didn't get to see the game. I'd really like to have watched it if it had been on, which it probably was on, but I didn't get to see.
No fucking need, really, is there?
No,
but it was on BT Sport. Poor standard of football.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what.
So it was Stylian Petrov's testimonial match between like a Celtic 11 and a...
It was a Petrov 11.
Yeah.
So it was his former teammate.
Yeah.
Gabriel Bonneville playing this.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Look,
just get on with it.
God, you're not happy today, Dan, are you?
I'm trying to tell a fucking story.
Well, fucking get on with it then.
Well, why are you interrupting me? There we go. Gabriel Bonneville raping Louis Tomlinson.
Can we just say, because that's getting a bit back to the Herman Haridason. Was it Herman Haridason who said it? It was someone.
Pardew.
Alan Pardew.
Oh, we got raped going there.
So maybe not. He absolutely tackled Louis Tomlinson very hard.
He got stuck in, didn't he?
It wasn't actually. Like, it wasn't that hard a challenge.
Can I say?
And the fact that Louis Tomlinson, which is one direction. No, apparently he's a footballer.
He hasn't got the physical.
Even though Agbonlahor's not massive, he won't have the physical strength as a Premier League football player.
I just love the look on Ed Bonnehor's face when he frees the frame. He's got a big grin on his face.
Why do you hate One Direction?
I think they're an atrocious affront to music.
I disagree.
I think they're terrible.
We've got a One Direction.
Hang on, you're wearing a Joy Division top.
How dare you? Yeah, but I think that they are four or five lads, I don't know how many there are, that they've just done well.
If they're playing to the likes.
What's hilarious, that obviously after not only was the tackle where he got up and his little poor little bruised ego, and not only about his legs, and he had to trot off.
You've got a professional athlete kicking the shit out of a young lad.
Out of a little boy, it's hilarious.
Fucking well,
but wait, but the funniest point, sorry, the second funniest point was the fact that as soon as he got off the pitch, he chucked up, he threw up everywhere.
Threw up everywhere.
I mean, I'm sorry, but no tackle's that fucking bad that you actually throw up afterwards.
Well, I think it was more the tiredness.
You absolutely...
Well, you couldn't take a proper game.
His life is just, you know, I don't know, waking up in a harem of 13-year-olds and...
is that how you got those scratches?
He's not used to being thrown off the ball.
No, what do you think? He might have to go to the gym or something? That's the second funniest part. The funniest part was the amount of death threats that Gabby Agbonlahor has now had from One Direction fans. It is absolutely amazing. I'm going to chop your balls off. One eye open.
How dare you hurt our Louis?
Did you see what Martin O'Neill said? Because he was the coach of the Celtic team. He came out and he said, I think Louis's fine. He's left. He didn't really know where he was, but I think he's fine.
Brilliant. It's just, but honestly, I'm going off football slightly, but it's just fucking hilarious. Yeah. Reading the comments of, like, obviously, if you know, Natter football, a few people have, like, obviously done some piss take tweets about, you know, that Louis Tomlinson One Direction, and the fucking abuse they get from One Directioners on the feed of these tweets are unbelievable. These are like 14, 15 year old girls. They need to be locked up. Right. They're fucking terrifying.
I had a mate who used to run a blog, and he used to put the most tenuous things about One Direction just because it meant he got thousands and literally thousands of followers on Twitter.
They're fucking mental.
I know, but right, we're going to put out a few tweets after this show.
It's not worth it. I value my life, Copsy.
Directioners, if you're listening.
No, they will kill us.
We'll be down at Henry Addington's in Canary Wharf next Wednesday.
What are you doing?
We're in a pub. They're 14. They can't come in.
This is true. Hey, that's great thinking.
We're sat next to a big window. We'll be sat there giving it the beans. Brilliant. Bring it on, Directioners, you little shit.
Right,
testimonials, quickly. Steve Harper's having his Newcastle testimonial. It sounds amazing. It's a Newcastle 11.
Is it on TV?
Shearer, Ferdinand, Rob Link, I'm not sure, but was it... It'll probably be on the internet somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Versus an AC Milan...
Chris will know, yeah.
AC Milan 11, the likes of Paolo Maldini, Franco Baresi, Costa Cutter. I think they have a Milan 11 that play in charity match, and it adds it to charity.
But what's Stephen Harper got to do with Milan?
Because
I suppose he's never been at any other club.
Well, yeah, that's
it. So how do you...
Well, he's been on loan a lot of places, but I think it's just a charity, and it's a big team.
That's really cool.
I doubt Ruth Hullett will be there, given that he's got a bit of a ropey relationship with Newcastle. And this show will go out after the game's happened, but we'll certainly check it out.
Yeah.
And, make sure you look at what happened, because it looks like it's going to be fucking stacked with quality.
Two bits, I think I'm pretty sure everyone's noticed this, but I feel it's got worth mentioning, because it's pretty funny. Two bits from South America this week. One was the, how the Mirror like to put it, is Didier Drogba. You see on a bit of Mexican street football, when a guy goes to down the sort of left-hand side, shoots into the goal, actually goes slightly elevated, and there's a dog that runs in at the back post, heads it in, and then runs off celebrating. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. He doesn't leap like a salmon and head it in, he's wandering past the post.
The dog heads it in.
The dog on the head and goes in. So it was going wide, but it hits the dog on the head and goes in, and the dog sort of shakes it off and then trots off like a wave. To the corner flag. Looks like he's in celebration. He looks happy with himself.
Does he piss on the corner flag?
No, that would be a great celebration.
No, do you remember, I think it was Nigeria who did that as a celebration and got in trouble? They all got down on their hands and knees and cocked their legs.
Oh, yeah.
No, they did actually piss on the corner.
Oh, but that would have been hilarious.
DeMarcus Beasley did that in the World Cup about 10 years ago.
And to be fair, Zinedine Zidane threw up on the pitch, so...
Well, he also headbutted someone and nearly killed him.
Yeah, so when Louis...
Gary Lineker took a shit.
Louis, lad, when you do that, you'll be as hard as Zinedine Zidane.
Yeah, just be grateful, Louis, it wasn't Zidane that was the...
Yeah, David Batty famously cacked his pants, didn't he?
No, Lineker was the most famous one.
Lineker did it in the World Cup and did the old scooching along like a dog on the floor.
Yeah, like a dog.
But David Batty did it when he was wearing his all-white kit for Leeds and he had to run off and change his shorts.
What game was it last night? Oh, bollocks.
Oh, the France. Did you see the France night where the physio tripped over him, pulled his hamstring and broke his finger?
No, but that's hilarious.
Ran onto the
But did you see the... What was the other game in England's... was it Poland last
Poland
night?
Tamarino.
Where they... I think it was that one, where the referee started the second half without the goalkeeper in the goal.
Scotland game.
I mean, the referee has got to be in a fucking lot of trouble for that because he has to count the 11 players on each side.
That's
normally you give it the... I mean, when I play, every ref still goes, keeper, ready, keeper, ready.
It's not like he's a left back or a centre. No, exactly. He's a very different colour shirt.
Maybe next time out he will go around every position. Left back, ready. Centre half, ready. False nine, ready. Trequies, ready.
Kid's birthday party thing. Anybody not here? Yay! Fucking hell. But from South America again, which I think was without a doubt the best story. Well, close to Louis Thompson again. One Direction. Whatever his name is. Getting knocked out.
Sorry, that's just for the directions.
The Brazilian Serie D club. We're playing Tutti, which is a lot easier to say. It's amazing. The physio, right? You must have seen this video. I've been doing the rounds. It's amazing. The physio made a double block. He's come onto the pitch and made a double block on the line to prevent a goal scoring opportunity and prevent Tutti pressing on to take the lead, like a 3-2 lead. Yeah, so literally, it's the Brazilian fourth division, so it's not like the greatest league in the world.
It's about as good as the bottom half of the Premier League.
And he's literally, it's like with a few minutes to go, 2-2, cup tie, literally the guy's going to put it in the back of the net. He's standing just by the post, like behind the post. He's nipped in, cleared it off the line, the guy's come back to him, hit it again, he's cleared it off the line a second time.
The ref's not seen
it. No, the ref's seen it, but he's just and then he's got up, after clearing it off the line the second time, the ball's been cleared, he's got up and he's legged it, and the whole team have just gone legging it after him, the opposition, trying to kill him.
Wow.
He hurdles the fence, he legs it out, but it's in a stadium, it's in a proper stadium, it's not like they're putting apart.
Wow.
It was fucking ridiculous. Probably one of the most ridiculous things to actually
see. But the best thing is, the ref didn't allow the goal, so...
it wasn't a goal.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do in that situation?
So technically, Tutti have gone out, although they are taking them to court to appeal against.
No. Have they gone out?
Yeah. It's some sort of playoff.
You're right. His clearance helped Aparecidense hold on to a 2-2 draw and an away goals victory.
Yeah.
So obviously,
they
are appealing.
Court.
Yeah. Damn right, they're appealing. It's ridiculous.
I mean, what do you do in that situation?
Well, if it's not a goal, it's not a goal. Like, you can't. Yeah. But then again,
physio is coming.
Speaking of violent reactions, can I just say before I go to this, I was struggling.
Frank's gone, I'm guessing.
He went somewhere off on the phone. He's trying to sort a mortgage out at the moment.
Why has he got scratches on his face, or is it?
I don't know, but I'm going to assume that his missus wasn't very happy with him for something. So.
He's definitely some sort of sexual deviant.
Yeah.
Well, no, he said he wishes it was.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Oh. We will confirm
mystery.
That for you next time.
Yeah. Which, if he wishes, that kind of gives an insight into his fantasies, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It does.
But can I just say, actually, before I go on to a violent reaction that's ridiculous, I was struggling over our Jordanian friend's name.
Yeah.
It's written right in front of me. It's Aziz Hamad.
You're an idiot.
Sorry, Aziz.
Yeah.
But Magic, the boxer dog from Glasgow, and this could have got him with the dogs as well, he's a Celtic fan. And he wears a Celtic shirt when he's out and about. And this is true. It's on the front of the Scottish Sun today.
The front page of the Scottish Sun.
Yeah, says a lot, doesn't it? It was just above Mansi's bench. He was attacked on a bus by Rangers fans. This bloke and his dog with him wearing a Celtic. And they called him a Fenian bastard, which, for those not aware of the
sectarian relations. That's a very big insult to the Catholic community. It's what my mate's Protestant dad used to call me and him when we were children. Bless him. It was all in jest. But yeah, this dog has been attacked for wearing a Celtic shirt. Now that is ridiculous.
That's pathetic.
It's beyond
Luckily,
ridiculous.
Luckily, he's okay.
It's a dog.
Fucking idiots.
He's okay. Yeah. He's a boxer dog. They're lovely dogs. They're dead friendly.
Well, the dogs put that shirt on this morning.
Yeah, it was his choice.
And speaking of poor performances, Welsh under 21 team, I must say this week, they lost to San Marino and drew with Moldova.
No way.
So if they are the two worst teams in the world, that's a bloody fucking hell. Rotten point. Losing to San Marino.
Yeah,
that is obscene.
That's fucking terrible. Did you see? I don't even know. I really hope this is true, but I think it was NASA Football or someone put this up. It looks like Alberto Gilardino has got a new tattoo.
Has he?
It is. It's on the inside of his bicep, so you know, quite well hidden. But it would appear to be Peppa Pig.
Nice.
And it's supposedly is his kid's favourite. I think he actually has a tattoo of Peppa Pig on his inside of his bicep.
Nice.
I mean, as shit tattoos go, that's got to be up there.
Give it a few years, it'll turn out some cult tattoo. But
yeah. Some
pig slaughtering. Or some horrible far-right symbol.
So, Crystal Palace's new signing, Florian Morange.
A big hope for him, yeah.
Is that their 15th, isn't it? Is that their 15th signing?
No, he signed at the start of the summer. I've got big hopes for him. Certainly first half of the season, I think he's going to bed in well, isn't he?
I mean, unfortunately, Michael, your initial thoughts are going to be...
are they?
Squashed, yes.
Oh, no.
Because he is disgusted at the way he's been treated since his summer move, and because he's been left out of the entire squad. He's been left out of the 25-man squad, and he's obviously got the raving needle, as one might say. Because he said, if I'd have known this was even a possibility, I'd have put a clause in the contract and I'd fucked off.
He came from Bordeaux, didn't he? He's not exactly got a bad footballing pedigree.
No, he was a free agent, I think. He
had offers in France, and he's a former France under 21.
The fact that he's been left out, obviously, now, because they're out of the League Cup, the Crystal Palace, he's got literally no football. Yeah. Until Christmas, until the second half of the season. So he is, and he's been absolutely slating Palace in the press. Which I suppose understandably, if you come to a new country and looking forward to playing football and go, oh mate, you're not even in the squad, you'd be a bit pissed off, wouldn't you?
Yeah, and he said he's actually losing money because...
he had to pay for his own hotel.
He had to pay for his own hotel.
That's low.
he's getting paid slightly more, but the tax is higher as well.
Yeah.
So he's missing out.
Yeah. I don't reckon he's short a few quid.
Fucked up there, hasn't
but
he?
But still. Do you know what, actually, just really quickly, I'm not sure if anyone actually watched it. Obviously, I was really busy at work this morning, boshing out deals, as I do. But I did find the time to watch the 12-minute video that Staples posted.
Oh, yeah, it seems
I don't know where he got it from, right? But it is, if you get a spare 12 minutes...
We've retweeted it.
We have retweeted it. Please watch it. It is absolutely... fucking ridiculous. It's bizarre, it's hilarious, I don't know, these guys that do this.
What is it? Do you want to just quickly sum it? What is it?
I can't.
No. Okay.
I cannot summarise what it is. It's just, it's so random and bizarre, but it's old football clips that have been mashed together, and it's just, but my favourite bit without a doubt, right, my favourite line in it, there's loads, but my favourite line, there's a 30 second clip of someone interviewing Cilla Black, right, before a Liverpool game. She's there with a Liverpool scarf on. So they go, Cilla, don't stop reading my quote.
I can't read it.
Well, stop it. Stop it. What are you doing? Why are you ruining a surprise?
I'm not going to. Staples over here having a rant.
So the interviewer has said to Cilla Black, look, what do you think the score's going to be today? And she says, my husband informed me it's going to be 2-0 today. We're going to win 2-0. And the interviewer turns around and says, do you always believe what your husband tells you, Cilla? And she turns around and says, I have to, otherwise you'll batter my nose down to a blackhead if I don't.
Fucking
hell.
Poor Cilla. I've walked back in at the right time, haven't I?
I had to pause the YouTube clip, rewind it, and went, did she just say that?
Speaking of spousal abuse, so Andy, what are the scratches on your face?
Yeah, come on. Back now.
Brilliant. What a wonderful tenuous link.
Well, let's talk about football.
Oh dear, it is that bad.
Okay then.
Oh, it's alright, you're in a safe place.
Thanks.
In a safe place.
We want to hold hands?
If you want. Might be a bit weird.
That was said with genuine sort of feelings in your eyes.
I'd be open to it.
We had a little moment there, I think.
There was about a second of dead air there, but I hope that transmits a sexual energy.
Tension, yeah.
I think they could hear it.
Anyway, apparently, yeah, that's right, that just fucking made me cry. But watch that video, it is so bizarre, definitely. It is hilarious.
Speaking of bizarre, Andrei Shevchenko is now a professional golfer.
Is
and he's taking part in the first ever, I think it's the Challenger Tour on the golf circuit. The first ever event taking part in Ukraine. There's a couple of players there. One's
Jimmy
Bullard.
Jimmy Bullard's a professional player now as well.
Julian Dix was a
professional prankster.
Yeah.
I met Jimmy Bullard in my local kebab shop about 5 months ago.
Did you? What did he get?
He got a large doner with chili sauce.
Good lad. On that bombshell, I think you can.
You heard it here first. Jimmy Bullard's kebab
had a large
of choice.
Doner, chili sauce.
I think on that note, Dan, you can take us out with some heart news.
Well, I thought we'll finish up with that, but we're banged on for 45 minutes somehow. I don't even know what we talked about. But I'm just saying, fixture for the weekend, I mean, it's pretty meh, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's nothing really to get excited about. Lower leagues, Dan, is there anything going on that I don't know about?
No, other than the fact that, we're away to Tranmere. That's about as much as
you're
I know
right,
about
that's
the
fixture.
Say hello to Half Man Half Biscuit when you get there.
Well, hopefully we don't get beaten 4-0 like we did against Bradford at the weekend. Anyway.
I think Hull Cardiff is probably the highlight, which says a hell of a lot.
I don't know, Everton-Chelsea should be a good game.
I'm looking forward to seeing
Everton-Chelsea.
Liverpool.
Be a nice bore draw,
I'd like to see
Chelsea,
come out for Arsenal.
There'll be a lot of debuts.
Shout out, no one cares.
A lot of debuts, I mean, looking down Fellaini.
I suppose actually Everton-Chelsea is actually on TV as well.
Gareth Bale. Gareth Bale making his debut against Villarreal.
You know, don't get me wrong, there's a lot of
it's an expensive
people.
Left-back.
A lot of people you want to see. But there's not, like, the games wise, Premier League wise. Yeah, pretty fucking boring.
Well, Newcastle could be a good game.
It doesn't matter. I'll watch any shit Premier League game over an England international.
Yeah, you're right.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
So, Swansea Liverpool on Monday night would be alright.
Yeah. Swansea have been a bit shit, though, haven't they? Anyway. Signing off with some Melbourne Heart news. Yeah. I see we've pretty much just decided to just keep going with Hart.
Well, of course we're going with Hart. Hart till we die, just like Hastings in the Cup.
Right. How many teams we got now?
Hart and
Hastings.
I'm fairly new, obviously. What is all this about Melbourne
Hart? Oh, well, I'll have to give you the lowdown.
What, you didn't listen to the show before you joined? Next you're going to tell me you don't listen when you're not on the show.
No,
to be honest,
Chris did listen to a couple. It was a couple where I definitely might not have mentioned Hart.
Yeah, no, I did listen to the one before.
Yeah.
Hang on, you know.
Anyway, I'm more amazed that I listened to this shit and still came on.
The season's not kicked off yet. It's all right.
No, Hart are apparently set to sign an international striker within the next 7 days.
Ricky Lambert wasn't that bad.
It's all hush-hush. Well, it's all very hush-hush, but apparently they are in advanced talks to sign an international striker within the next 7 days. Obviously, if it's an international San Marino striker, that's not exactly enough to shout about. They didn't say which international, an international.
Hey, if it's the one who scores last night, he's
goals.
On form, isn't he?
Yeah, true. They've also given Socceroo and former Leeds and Leicester defender Patrick Kisornbo.
Kisnorbo. That's how I call him anyway. I don't think that's right.
Kisnorbo. No, I think you're right, actually. He's got a 1 year. He's returned home through family reasons mainly, apparently, but he's returned home to Melbourne to sign on for a year's contract. So good bit of experience, solid signing for them. Sad news is that they lost 1-0 to Perth Glory a matter of hours ago in pre-season again.
Don't matter.
Haven't had the best of pre-seasons.
I do find it very strange that in Australia, obviously your friendlies tend to be against teams you're going to play in the league in a few weeks.
It is weird though.
But they do have a lot of sort of leagues below the A League that aren't semi-professional.
Yeah, but the problem is they're no challenge whatsoever.
Yeah,
isn't it? But
it's the start. I mean, we saw what score was it in the friendly against that uni team, about 13-0. More of them Hart will be running for the season.
But you know, the big thing is for Hart is that obviously with the loss of the big man up front, who's out for potentially a year, I reckon.
Yeah.
They need to reshape their team. They need to get some signings in. And this is obviously they've got enough time to do it before the season starts in about a month's time. So just got to keep working hard, really, and up the Heart.
Right. Well, I'm not cheerful now. It's time for us to go back to work, unfortunately. Yeah. So email us bantamfootballpodcast.co.uk, facebook.com/thefootballpodcast, visit us footballpodcast.co.uk, follow us on Twitter @footballpodcast. We'll be back next week with some proper nice competitive league football to talk about rather than the international show.
Thank God.
So, thank God for that. See you then.